Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. You just never know.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter. Yeah.
He's at work today. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I hate all of his family and friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend of 2 years has been talking about marriage, but I hate all of his family and friends. We're both 33 years old and we met online. I got offered a job promotion and a transfer to the city where my boyfriend grew up. We decided I'd take the job and we'd get married, so we relocated to the city that he grew up in. We bought a house within a week of moving, and it all happened quickly. After we got settled, he decided it was time for me to meet his parents. They don't live together, but they are married. He said it's complicated. I thought it was strange that I'd never met them, but he always said there's no rush. Now I know why. So here's what happened to make me hate everyone. We invited everyone out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to go to a buffet restaurant. I don't like eating at buffets, and it's not because I'm bougie. It's because I got very sick one time from eating at a buffet, and that has scarred me for life. Two of my boyfriend's childhood friends came to dinner with us, along with his mom, dad, sister, and his sister's 4 children. His homeboys smelled like they work at a weed factory, and they were rapping illicit lyrics at the table. His parents got into an argument because his dad called his mom a trick, and she flipped him off. I won't even mention the 4 little filthy children that were running all around the restaurant. My boyfriend paid the bill for all these grown people, and he looked so embarrassed. He's whispered that he hopes this isn't a deal breaker. I don't want any of these people to ever come to our house, but how do I tell him that? He's not at all like him, like them. So do you think he will understand if I'm honest? Well, yeah, I think he'll understand, but I don't think you should tell him that. You definitely can't tell him in that way that you don't ever want them to come to your house. You got to remember you're marrying him and not his family. And we know you hate all of them. and you don't care for them. But like I said, please don't tell him that. I mean, you can think of other ways to say it, you know, or if they're coming over, you know, you're busy or whatever the situation. I mean, there are still his family, no matter what. The great part, you know, look at the positive. He wanted you to meet them. Okay. It was about time you met his family. And that's pretty big, because here's a man taking you to meet his family. A lot of times that's what we want, to meet his family and to see, you know, where he comes from. So that means he, you know, wants you to be a part of his family. Okay. So that's a good thing. He is embarrassed by them, though. He is embarrassed. And it doesn't sound like they'll be coming around, because he's embarrassed. And it took you a while to meet them in the first place. He knows how they are, because he said he hoped you weren't, they weren't a deal breaker meeting them. So we can't pick our family members. We know that, but we can decide how we deal with them. So you decide, you make the decisions of, you know, if and when they come to your house and how that's going to play out and all that. I mean, otherwise, if you love this man, you know, you're going to have to deal with his family at some point. So, you know, your options are to what? Sell your new house that you just bought in the town he grew up in? I doubt if that's going to happen, you know, because you guys just bought it. The housing market is crazy, all that. The other thing is, you know, you guys can build a life together, you know, when you do get married. It sounds like you're headed in that direction. This is a man you love. Build a life you together with this man, and have minimal contact with his family. Don't invite them over. Steve?
This one is interesting. Everybody got some family members in their own family that they don't really care for. So I can only imagine that there's going to be some people in their family, your spouse, mate, lover, friend, fiance, whatever, in their family that you're not going to like. Now, y'all been together 2 years. You're moving kind of quick. You're 33 years old. You met online, but, you know, this was the dude. You know, y'all got a job. You got offered a promotion. You transferred to the city where your boyfriend grew up. You say right at the top, I hate all his family and friends. Every last one of them. We decided to take the job that you got offered a promotion in. We'd get married, so we relocated to the city that he grew up in. We bought a house within a week of moving. It all happened quickly. And then right after y'all got settled, he decided it was time for me to meet his parents. Now, here's the tricky part. They don't live together, but they're married. He said it's complicated. We'll get into that in a minute. I thought it was strange that I'd never met them, but he always said, ain't no rush, because he knew. He loved you. He can't let you meet his other side, because you ain't going to understand it. Now, he's different. He knew this was coming. Here's what happened that made me hate everyone. Wow. We invited everybody out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to a buffet restaurant. Now, right here. We're talking about size now.
Size or sides?
Size.
Oh, okay.
When the whole family insists the only way we going out has got to be buffet, this ain't the first time they done made that decision. This is a family thing, and if you go to buffets a lot, you have some size on you. We'll get into the rest of it when we come back. These are big people we're talking about.
We'll have Steve Harvey's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, okay? The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, I hate all of his family and friends. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective.
From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
According to research, 90% of employers plan to make enhancing the employee experience a top priority in 2022. After all, a happy workplace is key to attracting and keeping great employees. Show more empathy to them, i.e. make time to connect, allow for more flexibility in work schedules, and if you need to add more employees to your team, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job and proactively presents them to you. You can easily review these candidates and invite your top choices to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and finish up your response. Today's subject is, I hate all of his family and friends.
You know, like I said, this is going to be rough because everybody got some family members they don't care for. So once you get into a relationship with somebody else, they're going to have some family members you don't care for. But your hatred for them came all at once. This is why you hate. You ain't met them but one time, and you have reached the conclusion that you hate all of them.
Everybody.
You know, now, y'all done moved together. Y'all relocated. Y'all bought a house. Y'all done moved in it. You got settled. He told you it wasn't no rush to meet his parents. Now, you thought it was a little bit strange, but he knew because this could be a deal breaker. First of all, they his parents, but they don't live together. We're going to get into that as to why. I figured this out in the letter. Here's what happened to make me hate everyone. We invited everybody out to dinner, and the only way to get his family to go was to agree to go into a buffet restaurant. Now, when everybody say we have to go to a buffet restaurant, it's because they need more brought to the table, and they wants to go get their own portion sizes because they are unhappy with the portions and choices of the menu. Okay. Some people like their gravy to run into their potato salad. They want their ham laying on top of their greens. You got to be able to go and fix your own plate. These is big people we're talking about now. And I know they big people because they've decided as a unit we ain't going nowhere unless it's a damn buffet. These is big people now, and I'm just going to tell you, you don't like my answer, I don't care. I've come to the conclusion in this strawberry letter, this is a place full of big people and I approve it. I don't like eating at buffets because I'm not bougie. It's just because I'm very sick. I got sick one time from eating at a buffet, and that has scarred me from life. Nothing stops big people from eating at a buffet. They done all been sick. They done all seen people pick over the food. They done seen people talk under the shield while they getting their food. But big people can they ask. They done seen the sneezes. They done all that. They cough. But big people don't give a damn because buffets is for big people. Two of his childhood friends came. They smell like a weed factory. That's because they smoke weed. Thus, the other reason we got to go to a buffet, because we got the munchies now. See, this buffet is all coming together now. And they were rapping explicit lyrics at the table. Hell, because they high. You 33, all his friends is old-ass wannabe rappers that ain't never made it. Now, they at the table rapping explicit lyrics because they high and they hungry. His parents got in an argument because his dad called his mama a trick and she flipped him off. Now we're getting into why they don't live together.
Right.
Real big ass people don't like staying together because it ain't a lot of room. They at the buffet. They can't stand each other. See, the argument was a flip off because that's all she had the energy for. She was big, she'd have got up and walked around there and said, what you say, but she crossed the table. She couldn't get up, so she just flipped him off. Cause she big, she at the table. And he knew she wasn't gonna get up. That's why he called her a trick in front of everybody. But he got the trick from the two little rapper friends cause they was probably doing a Trick Daddy song.
This is terrible.
See how this working out right now?
Put all this together for
me. I put all this together. They were doing a Trick Daddy rap song. That's where he got the term trick from.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know it.
Trick now, Daddy?
Really? Then she didn't want to mention the four little filthy ass kids. And I know they filthy because fat people don't like bathing other people. So now the little kids is filthy. Yeah, because them big-ass people ain't got no time to be washing up kids and stuff. You got to bend over in the bathtub, breathing, losing your breath and all this here. So just put some clothes on these little filthy-ass kids and let them run around. My boyfriend paid the bill for all these grown people. He looked so embarrassed. He whispered that he hopes this isn't a deal-breaker. I don't want any of these people to come over to our house, but how do I tell him that? He's not at all like them, so do you think he will understand if I'm honest? Well, Shirley said you shouldn't be honest. And I can understand that, and I respect that, too. But you're going to have to be honest. But if you don't want to be honest, there's some things you can do to keep their ass out of your house. First of all, you let it be known that none of your meals would be served buffet style. That's the first thing. We don't put no plates out where you can go around, scoop your own. No. That'll keep their big ass out the house right there. And then secondly, when they come over, tell them that they have to select off a predetermined menu what they want to eat when they come over. That fat people don't like that. They not coming. And you can keep them people out your house for years like that. For years.
Oh, look at the time.
Or every time you have a family gathering, carry they big ass right back down to that buffet and deal with it and then just go home. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, please hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
That's a great answer.
At SteveHarveyFM.com if you want to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.